So let's review. Eruvei Techumen were instituted by the Chachamim to enable a person to walk on Shabbos beyond the 2,000 Amos limit of the Techum Shabbos. The Techum is measured from the Mokim Shvi Sasli, the place where he dwells or lives. He may walk on Shabbos only 2,000 Amos from his dwelling in all directions. However, the Chacham said that if he would establish his official dwelling at the edge of the 2,000 Amos, it would allow him to walk from that point an additional 2,000. This can be accomplished by placing food, which is sufficient for two Shabbos meals, at the edge of the 2,000 Amos, which for this Shabbos, halachically becomes his main residence. It must be pointed out that he may not go in the other direction from his home, because that would take him more than 2,000 Amos from his halachic residence. Also, from the point of the Eruv, he may go 2,000 Amos in any direction, because for this Shabbos, that is his residence. Zok the Mishnah. Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech. All foods may be used to make a Eruvei Techumen or Shitufim Avayis, except for water and salt. V'hakol nikach b'kesef meiser, chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech. All foods may be purchased with meiser sheini money, except for water and salt. The Gemara cites a general ruling of Rabbi Yochanan, which relates to our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein l'meidim min ha'klolis, v'afilu b'mokim shenemar b'chutz. We cannot learn halachas from general rules mentioned in the Mishnayos, even where the Mishnah lists exceptions, because there often are additional exceptions that were not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Gemara gives three examples. First, there is a rule called Mitzvah Saseh Shezman Gerama Anoshim Chayavin V'Noshim Beturis. Women are exempt from old-time-bound positive mitzvahs, but there are exceptions, such as matzah, the obligation to eat matzah Pesach night, Simchas Yom Tov, to rejoice on Yom Tov, and Hakel, when all the Jewish people assemble on Sukkot after the Shemitah year, in which women are obligated. Similarly, there is a rule, v'shaloi hazman gerama, echa noshim v'echa ranoshim chayavim. Women are obligated in non-time-bound mitzvahs, but there are exceptions, such as Talmud Torah, the study of Torah, peir v'rivya, procreation, and pidyon haben, redeeming one's firstborn son, from which women are exempt. Second, there is halacha, kol shazav nisa olav tahar, chutz min haroi l'mishka v'moshav ula adam. Anything a zav is carried on, but does not touch, remains tahar, except for things used for lying or sitting on, which would become tamei, or a person who carries a zav also becomes tamei even if the zav did not touch him. Here too, there is another exception. The part of the saddle that the rider holds onto is also tamei tuma chamura when the zav rides on it even though he does not sit on it. Third, our Mishnah. Bakol ma'avrin ha'mishtatzin chutz min ha'mayim v'ha'melech. An eruv may be made with any food except for water and salt, but there are other exceptions such as kimein, ufatrias, mushrooms, and truffles. Hakol nikach bekesev meiser chutz min ha'mayim v'ha'melech. The Mishnah said that salt and water may not be bought with meiser sheini money, nor used for an eruv. The Gemara quotes a machlokes regarding salt water, as Rashi explains. Mayim u'melech hamuravin mazin hein l'tavel ben pitay. It's a food used as part of a meal to dip the bread in it. One opinion holds that together water and salt may be used as an eruv, but not for meiser sheini because it is not similar to fruits, and the requirements of meiser sheini are stricter because it is a din d'oraisa. Another opinion holds that together they may even be purchased with meiser sheini money. The Gemara asks from a braisa, which only allows buying fish brine, since it has either fish innards or fish fat mixed in, but we cannot buy salt and water alone with meiser sheini money. The Gemara answers that we allow using meiser money to buy salt and water only when some oil was mixed in as well, because the money paid for the mixture is considered to be behavla. All the money for the three ingredients is assumed to be included in the price of the oil. The Magbaga explains that the concept of havla is learned from the pasuk v'nasata hakesef b'chol asher ta'aveh nafshecha b'bokor v'tzayin u'b'yayin u'b'sheicher. After saying that you may buy whatever your heart desires, the Torah proceeds to give specific examples of food that one buys with meiser sheini. The extra words teach us that non-foods may be included. Bokor teaches that the hide of the animal may be bought with the meat. U'b'tzayin teaches that the wool may be bought with the meat of the sheep. U'b'yayin teaches that the barrel may be bought with the wine. Uvashecher teaches that temed, which is made from grape seeds and water, may be bought with meiser sheini money. Rabbi Yochanan was able to explain why the pasuk has to teach each of these examples, and why they cannot be learned from each other, with the exception of Bokor, leading him to say, Man de mitargam li babokor aliba de ben magbag, mevilna mane abasrei lebe mesusa. Whoever can explain how ben magbag accounts for the need to say babokor in the pasuk, I will carry his clothing to the bathhouse for him. He meant to say, I'll consider him my Rebbe to the extent that I will serve as his attendant. But my commitment Rebbe Yehuda ben Gadish, Rebbe Lezer, v'hani tanoi delikamot. What is the basis for the machlekes of Rebbe Yehuda ben Gadish, Rebbe Lezer, who hold you may use meiser sheini money to buy fish, as they said earlier that even fish brine that has pieces of fish or fish oil may be bought, and hani tanoi delikamon, the other tanoim who hold you may not buy fish? The Gemara explains that they argue how to interpret situations where the Torah says, "V'nesata kesef b'chol asher ta'ava nafshecha," a general phrase, "b'bakor, b'atzayin, b'yayin, b'sheicher," a specific example, and then "b'chol asher tish'olcha nafshecha," another general phrase. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Rabbi Eliezer use the rule of riba umiyat v'riba, which understands that the psukim mean to include everything with just a small and very specific exception, such as salt water or brine. However, fish is included. The other Rabbanan used the rule of klal uprat uklal, which understands that the psukim only intend to include things similar to the specific examples mentioned in the pasuk, which are all things that are nourished from the ground, but would exclude fish, which are not considered to be nourished from the ground. This discussion continues on the following daf.